holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The Lord does all things well. Thank Him for doing so.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Be Holy, Be Holy broadcast. Listen, go on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share it. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube, everywhere. Look for us and share us. Listen, today we're going to talk about praising the Lord and thanking Him, because that's the same thing. When you praise Him, you thank Him is basically what you're doing. And so you don't always have to be falling all over the floor. You don't always have to cry, but listen, some people do fall on the floor. Some people do cry. But the key thing is to always thank the Lord. Now, we're going to go over to, Psalm 146, and then we'll start at verse 1. Psalm 46, we'll start at verse 1. Verse number 1, praise the Lord. Now, thank the Lord. And everything that happens, thank the Lord. That's all I can ever tell you. Just thank Him. Because it could always be worse. It could always be in a whole nother way. So we don't know all those ways. And so with what we have, we thank Him. We thank Him. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Everything I say, praise the Lord. Everything I do, thank the Lord. Everything I think, thank the Lord. Everything I help other people with, I thank the Lord. Not other people. I think they're not. Listen, people do nice things for you. You can thank them. But just as easily as you can thank them, we should be more progressive in thanking the Lord for everything. We should thank the Lord. We should be quick to thank Him. Thank Him, because we're not in control of anything. And if He's in control, and he and whatever happens, whatever He does, we have to thank Him. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. As long as I live, you thank the Lord. See, most people think when we say praise the Lord, we're talking about in church, we're clapping our hands, we're saying amen, and you know, and agreeing with the Bible and the preacher. But really, when you praise the Lord, it's the way you live. The way you live, how you conduct yourself. Even on down to the way you dress yourself, how you speak to other people. Praise the Lord in that way. You thanking Him because they can see the Lord through you by the way you behave. So all my life, that's what the rest of my life, I want to praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. So even if I'm ever at the dying if I'm on my dying bed, my last breath, I should be praising the Lord. No, it's not a commandment that you do that. It's giving you a sense of a way to measure the dedication of what we should do. We don't just thank the Lord and praise the Lord in church. We thank the Lord and praise the Lord at home. We thank the Lord and praise the Lord in our cars. We thank the Lord and praise the Lord by the way we work at our job, the way we take care of our responsibilities, our families. That's the way we praise the Lord. And so even at our dying bed, we should be able to praise the Lord. Even if we're dying, we should be able to praise the Lord with that last breath, that dying breath. Verse number 3, Don't put your confidence in powerful people. See, the more you praise God, the less you put your confidence in powerful people. Because some people are powerful. There are some politicians that are powerful. There are some people who are not politicians who are powerful. But we don't put our confidence in those people. We put our confidence in who? God. We put our confidence in God. And we praise and thank him. Just as if, listen, if a powerful person helped you do something, you would thank them for doing it. Well, God is the most powerful. He's all powerful. And most people don't know to thank him. They just don't know. Sometimes they just feel like, you know, things just happen. You know, no. Nothing just happens. There's no coincidence. God is in control of everything. Everything happens because God ordained it to happen or permitted it to happen for the better good of those who follow him. Do you understand? Yeah. It's a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. I mean, they're just ordered by him. And we thank him for that. Listen. All right. Let's see. Let's go back to 3. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they will return to the earth. When powerful people breathe their last, they return to the earth and all their plans die with them. But joyous are those who have God. Joyous are those who have God, the God of Israel, as their helper. Joyous are those who have the God of Israel as their helper. That when it says Israel, it's not actually talking about the country Israel. It's talking about the man Israel. Because we're the seed that came. We're the believers. See, we're not actually of the Jewish descent. We are the sands of the sands of the beach that were added. We're the seeds that were added later. I mean, if you're not Jewish or if you're not of the Jewish descent. So be joyful because you have the God of Israel. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. Your hope is always in God, not in what you can do and who else can do something for you or what you've done and what your aspirations are. Your hope is always in God. Now, that don't mean that you walk around saying God, 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 God. No. It's all in the way you live. It's a way of life. It's the way you think. It's the way you breathe. It's the way you deal with difficult situations. You're asking God for leadership. God, show me what to say, what to do, how to handle. Help me not to get angry. And if I get angry, help me not to lose my cool. Help me to say the right things and do the right things, even though I'm upset. Lord, show me what to do. Or Lord, they are crowding around me. Help me. Help me. Now, remember, Psalm is the whole writings of Psalm is all dealing with Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's never actually about us, but we can use the verses to apply to our own lives because we're following after Christ. And if we're following after Christ, that means we're going to try to act just like him and be like him and think like him and let the Holy Spirit change the way we think so that we can think like him. Now, he's the God of Israel. I'll let the Lord show it to you. But listen, verse number 5, but joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. Verse number 6, he made heaven and earth, not just heaven, not just earth. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise for 2 weeks. No, he keeps every promise forever. Forever. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He keeps his promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. That's what he does. Now, some people might say, well, there are people who have different groups, and we go around and we give out food and we help people who are oppressed and we this, that, and that. That's fine. But you wouldn't do it if God didn't let you do it, if God didn't place it on your heart to do it. So it all comes from him. It don't come from us. All the help comes from the Lord. It never comes from us. Now, we as people who follow after the Lord, we try to act like him. That's why we try to help people, because we know that he helps people. And he put it in us to think like him. So when we think like him, we act like him. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. So if you ever felt like a prisoner, or if you are a prisoner, the Lord frees the prisoners. Trust me, if the Lord didn't let people out, they wouldn't get out. Regardless of what signatures and what people say and what people sign to let people out of prison. If the Lord didn't let them have that in their mind to do so, you wouldn't get. Matter of fact, if the Lord don't let you out, no matter what anybody signs, you're not getting out. Now that's changed it over to a spiritual side of it. Listen, a lot of people are prisoners in their own mind. And you have to ask God to help you be free, because of, listen, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You're free. And if you don't ask God for the freedom, you'll never get the freedom. You can be out of jail and still in jail. You have to have God to be your help. God is the only help that we have. We don't have any more help nowhere else. Now, there are a lot of people who do God-like things, but the help comes ultimately from God. Comes from God. Verse number 8, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighted down. The Lord loves the godly. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. From day one, that's what he was doing, opening up the eyes of the blind, helping people, healing people. He was doing all that. Verse number 9, the Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and the widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. Now listen, we're out of time. Go back and read the rest of the verses. You'll be blessed by it. Hold your head up and always, always believe God. Never give up.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.